All right.
Here, let's go.
Oh, right. All right, let's go over here. Hey, Jordan Smith. Look, good first moto for you. This place, I think you've told me before you're not a fan.
No, I like it.
Oh, you do like it? Okay.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's a good track. It's I think it's good to have some variety. Yeah. Like, we don't have much variety anymore. Yep. So it's good to have some variety. It's good to switch it up a little bit. Always seem to get decent results here. So
first moto, good. You guys are all up there. The whole team triumphed again, like coming off your race last weekend. So it was a really good first moto for you. Second moto, I just think a bad starter. I don't know, because the first time I saw you, you were kind of buried.
Yeah, I actually came out good on the second moto. I was in like fifth or sixth or seventh, somewhere 5-7. And I went down in the exact same turn that Jalik did in the first moto after the finish line right there. It's just, there's not much of a rut there. There's a couple bumps and just lost the front and just a story of my outdoor career. Yeah. Pretty much one good moto, one bad moto. It's like, I don't know. It's just frustrating. It's like, I feel good. I'm not falling during the week. Everything's good. And like during the motos, like I feel really solid. And it's just like a split second, something happens and I'm on the ground. Like, it's just so frustrating. So
when you're running that pace in the first moto, I mean, I imagine you're just like, hey, this is fine. I could do this all day. How long you guys want to go, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I felt good. I felt good in the first moto. I was having a little bit of trouble. I was getting some dirt in my goggles. My goggles were, something was a little bit messed up with them. So I was getting dirt in my goggles. So I was having to kind of like stay back. And then about 20 minutes, 25 minutes in, I would say, there was a group right in front of me of Hammaker, Volin, and Forkner, and they all started battling. And it's, like, really hard to pass here today, like, extremely hard. And so I saw them battling and, like, taking different lines finally, because they were all just, like, playing follow the leader, like, for the first 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, this is my time to try to, like, make some moves. And I got Hammaker and Volin, and then was, you know, right on Austin. And, I felt good. Like, I felt like, you know, if I went backwards on the first lap a little bit. Like, my first laps aren't very good right now for whatever reason. I'm just not being aggressive enough. But it's also, like, I fell on, like, some years I fall on, like, 80% of the first laps of the year, you know. So I'm, like, trying to not fall, but then also trying to not lose five, six positions. So it's just, that, like, that balance. And, like, I just, whenever I start pushing that little bit extra, it's, like, you know, something just happens. And it's just so frustrating.
I bet it is. How was the dust that second moto? I heard it was not great.
The dust?
Yeah.
I was kind of by myself for the most part until like the very end, so it wasn't too bad for me.
Hey, the teams, you know, obviously Jalik was leading and crashed, but like Harup was crashed, but he was in third. Your guys did well. Horkner had a season best fifth today. Like, it does seem like for as a team, things are coming around.
Yeah, it's getting good. I mean, you know, the bike was really good in Supercross. You get to outdoors, it's a lot different, you know? Like, everything's different, you know? You need different engine stuff, you need different suspension, everything. And so I didn't get a whole lot of prep coming in with the crash with Cole and my crash in Dallas. I didn't really get much prep at all. So it's, you know, we've been working really hard. Obviously, we were getting terrible starts to start the season, and we're like, look, we're all pretty good starters on the team. Like, we got to figure something out. So we did, went back, switched up some gearing stuff and stuff like that, and getting much, much better starts now. I mean, like, most of the time we're coming out in the top 10 now.
Needed to add a tooth the whole time? That's what we need to do?
Yeah, a little different. But, you know, it's good. Everyone's working hard. It's like part of the reason even why, like, that drew me to wanting to come to the team is because I know the guys here. I know Scuba. I know he's been successful. I know that he wants to win still. And, like, whenever it's a new bike, like, they believe in me. Like, they signed me from Star, right? Like, they know that, like, I've gotten a lot of podiums on Star the last couple years. Like, I've been competitive. So, like, if – not saying that, like, if I don't do good, the whole – blame is on the bike, but they're like, they know, like, if we're not doing good, like, we gotta work. And like, whether it's like something that's wrong with the bike or it's just something that I want differently, you know, it's very refreshing to like have that like around you of like constantly like trying to make it better and stuff, where you go to other teams and it's like, well, this guy's winning on it, you know, like,
what's wrong?
Why can't you? Or this guy's whole shotting on it, and then, like, half the time you come to find out that guy is on something different than what you're on anyways, you know? So it's like, one of those things.
Cool, man. Yeah, enjoy the 2 weeks off. I'm sure as an older guy, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm I'm halfway to the beach already.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks. Cool.